On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from American Ninja Warrior, Matt Iceman and Akbar Bajabiamila. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hey,
so great to see you. Congratulations on yet another season. Good things happen to good people. Y'all are some good people. You're also working with my girl Zuri. I forgot Zuri's on that show there, huh?
That's right, yeah.
She's been a welcome addition.
Is she holding it down?
Yeah, she is.
What was that TikTok dance she was making us do, Akbar? Something like the.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Like you're putting a cigarette out with your foot. And I thought my dancing was excellent, but apparently everybody on the internet disagreed with
you. Yeah, your dancing was horrible. I was the only one that got in and helped Zuri out with the little TikTok thing. It was my intro to the TikTok. In fact, it made me start a TikTok account.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, my daughter sort of recruited the whole family right there. How you guys doing? Where are you at right now?
Well, I'm in L.A. At my home, not at Rite Aid.
Have that CBS Rite Aid lighting.
Yeah. Now, Matt is in a studio remote somewhere in the middle of Marrakesh, Morocco, with beautiful lighting. Look at him.
I'm at home, too, Mario. I just my cousin, who's a photography expert, lighting expert, helped me set up my Zoom setup here because you realize – this is how you interact with the world now is via your computer.
He did an excellent job. You look 15 years younger.
I think it's
Mario, you are on fire today.
I'm choosing to take that as a compliment, not that Mario says I look like Ed Asner in person.
No one said Ed Asner.
No, appears.
You look 12 years old.
You're starring Cocoon right now.
By the way, did you know? You know how Wilford Brimley just passed?
Yes.
You know he was only, what was he, guys?
47.
No. Well, that's a thing.
No,
He was 70. Yeah. He was only 40. Wilford Brimley has looked 75 years old for the last 30-some years. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah. Mario, you're the other way. You've looked like you're 18 this entire time. Wilford Brimley just looked like he was an old man.
See, that's why he's my favorite, Akbar. He knows what's up. He knows what's up with that beautiful lighting and beautiful compliments.
I think he's got that Barbara Walters filter.
Exactly.
The Barbara Walters
filter. All fuzzy. So, gentlemen, this is season 12. Congrats again. How were you able to shoot these episodes during this pandemic? I imagine not too much change because you're outside and everyone's sort of isolated going one at a time, right?
You'd think.
No?
We actually brought it inside. We filmed it inside of the dome.
Oh, wow.
We had an opportunity last year to experiment with that, and we shot inside the Tacoma Dome. But it was a high-level coordination efforts by A. Smith Production, NBC. We had, just like the NBA has their bubble, we had our bubble, the Ninja bubble, and we had to reduce the size of ninjas. So we only had 150 ninjas compete, but things were spread apart. There's these extreme protocols that were set in place. Matt and I, we had our own little security detail. We kind of felt presidential a little bit. We had our own chefs and, you know, we couldn't have any type of outside contamination, but they tried to make the most of our circumstances to be able to pull off what we thought would never happen in season 12 of American Ninja Warrior.
And I think what ended up happening, Mario, the crazy thing, because we were set to go. We were canceled the day before we were set to start season 12 right there at Universal Studios, right near you. The course was built. The athletes were there. And then the pandemic started getting serious. And so that's when it pushed. So we ended up in a dome. But Akbar, and tell me if you didn't feel this. I ended up feeling like this, even though the season was smaller in terms of the number of athletes, this felt like the biggest season we'd ever done because we were so aware of everything that went into pulling this off, to getting everybody to come around from the country, to be here in this bubble, all the testing that went on before we could even set foot in that dome, and how the testing went on during it day in and day out over the 2 weeks that we were there doing it. And by the end of it, I think we all felt like we were a part of something special. I think we were the first major production really to pull it off during this pandemic to be able to do something this large and in person. So it was huge. And at the end of it, we all kind of virtually high-fived from a distance and said, I think we just did something pretty special.
Yeah, I can't imagine with the intimacy, if you will, with the bubble of the arena kind of made it close and cool too. And did you get to shoot at normal hours? Because I know you guys usually shoot overnight. Now you get to shoot at like normal working hours, right?
Yeah. That was the cool thing about shooting inside of a dome. We could have our normal circadian rhythm kind of intact and not have to worry about the midnight shooting until 6 o'clock in the morning. But I think those also, too, that helped the athletes as well because
right,
they
got
a chance to perform during normal peak hours where their bodies were kind of at optimal level to compete. And we saw some ninjas really step into it. I mean, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There's all this, you know, upheaval when it comes to social and racial injustice in America. And all of those things were happening while these athletes were competing. And so not only did they use their platform responsibly, they also came out there and produced at a high level.
That's awesome. That, yeah, I know it's tough to perform when you got them Vegas hours overnight.
Yeah, 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 sure.
those are tough. Well, congrats on pulling it off and look forward to checking it out. Matt, you've also got the show on A&E, Live Rescue.
Yes.
I'm assuming about first responders?
Yeah, so we follow, you know, it's kind of a spinoff of the show Live PD where they follow police officers firsthand. We're following firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs in 8 departments around the country. We've been up in Sonoma County as part of those wildfires up there. We're with the California Army National Guard and battling this Wald Breach fire that's consumed over 55,000 acres. And it's, you know, the show has taken on a different meaning because the last episode we did, we just started up a week ago. But before that, the last episode was just as, again, in the beginning of March. So to now be out there with these first responders who truly are on the front lines of this and to see what they're going through and how they're handling the pandemic. And the reality is, look, fires are still happening. Car accidents are still happening. They didn't take a day off during this. They've just had to figure out how to do it. So it's amazing that we're, and I'm shooting my part. Normally I would go to New York City and shoot in the studio there. I'm shooting from my backyard. I'd built a little setup out there. And so we're doing it all remotely. All the hosts, I'm here. My other co-hosts are in St. Louis and New Orleans. We're still, most of it is happening in New York and our 8 departments are scattered around the country. So technologically, it's amazing what we could pull off. And I think it was the same thing we experienced with Ninja where, you know, it's so much more complex doing any sort of production in these conditions. And it's amazing to see the innovation that goes on to pull it off.
Good for you to focus on those guys. And you can't beat that geographical convenience of shooting in the backyard.
Yeah, we're walking out to the backyard. The backyard is nice.
Akbar, I'm going to miss you on NFL Network this season, my man. You still going to play some fantasy football?
Yeah, I am. I'm still going to play fantasy football. I'm still in the league with my old San Diego State Aztec teammates.
Hey.
So I'll always whip them up. I know they're looking to always cheat like they do every year, but they can't take down the king. I know all when it comes to fantasy football. But, yeah, it was
cool. I know all.
Almost 9 years at the NFL Network. It was a great run there. You know, I'll miss the entire crew. But yeah, life goes on. So I'm trying to do more of what we're doing here with American Ninja Warrior and having fun with that.
Akbar, are you picking the Raiders to win it all again this year?
Well, I feel like that there's a little undertone in there.
Every year on the show, you do it.
To answer your question, yes, the Raiders will win it all this year.
Akbar, real talk. How do you my LA Chargers?
I like the LA Chargers. It's going to be interesting. I know Derwin James is out for the season.
Gosh, dang it. He pisses me off. He's so good. My man looks like he's made of porcelain or something. How's he going to get hurt so much? He was so good.
Well, we got Earl floating out there. I think Earl is still on the free agent market right now after he was just let go. I don't know if he's gotten picked up. I hadn't seen anything yet, but if he's available, that could be a good fit for the Chargers. So, you know, your Chargers could be right back in it.
Okay, I like
Akbar's,
that.
Yeah. Akbar's Raiders, Mario, your Chargers, I'm Broncos. All of us.
Oh, we're on the same division.
But we're all going to be losing to the other team, Mahomes and the Chiefs.
No, like I'm telling you.
That guy's a dynasty.
That's it. He's not going to repeat. I'm putting that energy out there.
Yeah,
Charbosa's gonna be all up in him.
Blow his knee out in Denver, and he missed like a half. That was it. That guy is bulletproof.
Melvin Ingram and Bosa are very healthy right now.
Oh, I forgot Melvin. Melvin's with the Broncos now too. I forgot you guys lost your.
No, he with the Broncos.
Melvin Gordon.
I'm sorry. No, Melvin Gordon is. Melvin Ingram's with the Chargers. Yeah, Melvin Gordon is. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be fighting for the wild card.
I know. Well, hey, I'll take it.
It's brutal.
All right, gentlemen, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Love it.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh, gosh. What did I just finish binging? What the heck was I binging? I was binging something during quarantine. Hey, babe, what was that?
Matt, you don't have one?
I'm watching Ted Lasso. Absolutely loving that. And Dave on Hulu with Lil Dicky, the rapper. Hilarious.
Okay.
I'm loving those two shows.
Ozark. Yeah, Ozark's great.
Ozark. Okay. Ozark is what I binge watched.
What's a meal you've learned to make?
I didn't learn how to make a meal, but I did learn how to make lattes. I have my own espresso machine, so I am now Akbar the barista.
Oh, you're a real barista. You're an aristocrat now.
He's always been a snob, Mario. Trust me, this guy's a fancy man. I learned how to make chicken suprema from my mentor, Gordon Ramsay. I did take a master class. So.
Wow.
By the way, Akbar, I think we stink at short answers. Have you noticed?
It's not bad.
We give short answers.
This one, I'm sure, I'll have a quick response. Celebrity crush growing up.
Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, and Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Ooh, both
like,
of those women.
You like a strong woman, I see. Okay.
I do like a strong woman, Mario. I'm a big guy.
Akbar?
Yeah, mine was Janet Jackson and Mariah Carey.
Ooh,
but
nice.
I'll go Janet Jackson first.
Janet first, okay. Well, we alluded to this. Who's going to the Super Bowl this year?
Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas Raiders.
I have, since that's already done and they pretty much answered, I have another one. Akbar, who threw out the worst first pitch? You, 50 Cent, or Dr. Fauci?
Oh, no, Dr. Fauci. Mine. Let's do a play-by-play right now. Matt and I, we can call it. We can announce it right now. But if you look at the angle that I had, you see my leg. You can see, like, look at my leg sticking out like Dennis Eckersley. I'm looking like a real professional. Dr. Fauci looked like an old doctor. 50 Cent looked like a broke-down thug trying to throw, I don't know what he was throwing, but he wasn't throwing a ball. But I had them heater. I threw that heater. I was like,
It is amazing, even when you're athletic. If you're not used to throwing that, making that motion and throwing it, it's different. I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie when I had to do it.
He nearly killed the Philly fanatic. I mean, that has survived the fans in Philly who booed Santa Claus. This thing is bulletproof, and it was terrified of Akbar's first pitch.
Fauci won that. Then in second is 50 Cent. I'm not even the top.
You're not in the Mount Rushmore for sure. You're definitely.
I will tell you this. Before that first pitch, I was giving him advice. I played baseball in college. I was talking to him, and I'm telling him what. And then I said, by the way, though, if you want to stand out, tank it. Nobody notices a good first pitch, but a bad – and I see it go viral. I see it go viral the next day, and I call him up. I'm like, you nailed it, man. He's like, that wasn't intentional.
Go and with Morgan, the intention, though.
But you know, as an athlete, it's very hard to do something like that. I wanted the world to think that I still had it. You know,
of course.
In love with the idea.
Of course.
Like, watch, I'm about to show them I can do this. And no. I think I was just trying to put too much in it.
Right.
You know, and it just went.
No, say no. I feel you. Well, gentlemen, always nice catching up with you. Congratulations. Hopefully we'll see you in person soon. And listen, watch American Ninja Warrior Mondays, NBC. Matt, Akbar, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thank
Thanks,
you.
Mario.
All right, take care, boss.
All right, let me go to CVS and get some.
On with Mario Lopez.